Sarah Jarvis wrote, I've been happily listening to WHQR via my Sonos system for several months. I access the station via radio by TuneIn, a program that came loaded on my system. During that time, I've had several experiences in which the WHQR signal simply disappeared. For the past week, WHQR is totally inaccessible via the radio by TuneIn program. And listener Nina wrote, I usually stream 91.3 through the NPR News app when I'm on the go in the morning. Starting last Saturday, I can get the music station, but not 91.3. Are there plans to fix this? The answer is yes. I wrote to Sarah and to Nina that NPR has been making some changes in the company's handling audio streams for stations like us. We've been adapting our specifications and audio servers to accommodate those changes. Streaming directly from the website works fine. We'll check into the way the NPR feed appears in Sonos and in the TuneIn app and see what tweaking needs to be done on our end to implement that properly. In the case of Sarah's Sonos, it's probably a matter of entering a new URL into the machine. Here's a breaking news update. Since Nina wrote, the NPR News app has been fixed for both iPhone and Android. So listeners, please let us know if you're having problems accessing either the HQR News stream or the classical HQR stream. Send your comments to feedback@whqr.org. Listener Sarah posted this in response to an item on last week's Friday Feedback. The anonymous listener from Oak Island seems to be suggesting that only LGBTQ people are interested in news that's associated with LGBTQ communities in some ways. The LGBTQ acronym sometimes includes A for allies, so that increases the size of the population with a direct interest in LGBTQ right there. Governor McCrory represents only one of approximately 10 million people in the state of North Carolina. We wouldn't expect to hear about him only 1/10 millionth of the time because he is so thoroughly connected with many people. With recent legislation, court cases, economic news having something to do with LGBTQ issues, we should expect the amount of news reported on WHQR to also mention that. Betty Griffin Feaser wrote on our Facebook page about Gina Gamboni's communique story on the CARE Project, which is raising funds to work with deaf and hard of hearing youth. She writes, I wish I could attend. What a wonderful cause. I grow frustrated with hearing loss in adulthood. I can't imagine dealing with it in childhood. Fighting learning problems, isolation, struggling to understand what your own family says, and working extra fiercely to make yourself understood. Thanks for supporting this fine project. Just curious, the name Betty Griffin Feaser rings a bell for me. I wonder if anyone else recognizes the name Betty Feaser. For many years and 5,000 TV episodes, she was a popular television personality in the Charlotte market on station WBTV. Charming, pious, Southern as all get out, specializing in recipes and other topics about running a home. And towards the end of her life, taking the TV cameras into her home as she bravely fought a losing battle with cancer. The book that was written about that Betty Feaser by Turner Cole Feaser was A Life That Mattered. Not a bad epitaph. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. And many thanks, as always, for your feedback.